Welcome to the Galveston Experience podcast. We're up to episode 88, recording this from the beautiful Seawall Studios of RadioGalveston.com, overlooking the Gulf of Mexico, and the visitors have begun arriving for the weekend. It looks like it's going to be a busy Memorial weekend on the island. And notice that, so we're at 15th and Seawall, and there was a pulling up and parking in front of the studios. I noticed the parking has changed. There's some new free parking on the Seawall. This has to do with the General Land Office, and when they reapproved the new parking rates, they kind of changed the free parking around. So for us, it's free between 12th and 19th, but there are several free sections now on the Seawall, and rather than go through and describe all that, you can catch it all on the new Galveston VIP Island Guide, and there's a link to that on galvestonexperience.com on the calendar page, or you can just open it up on your cell phone. It's galveston.oncell.com. That's galveston.oncell.com. And it's actually a great app. We've had a ton of interest. It's kind of in a soft launch phase. Although it's fully functional, we're still building out some of the areas. But there's a ton of information on free things to do. There's dog-friendly areas and activities and businesses on there. Family fun, family-friendly stuff. Everything you've ever wanted to know about the beach. And when you go to the beaches page, you'll also see the parking on that. That'll take you to the parking page that has a map of all of the new free parking areas. It looks like if you were used to parking in that free area from 69th to 81st on the ocean side, it looks like that's been taken away, but they've added plenty more on the opposite side, on the north side of Seawall Boulevard. So definitely go and check that out. Of course, many more things opening up on the island. Child care centers opened up on the 18th, as did the massage and personal care centers. And the youth clubs on the same date. On the 22nd, rodeo and equestrian events opened, as did bowling alleys, bingo halls, simulcast racing, skating rinks, bars, of course. Zoos will open on the 29th. Day youth camps opening on the 31st. Also on the 31st, overnight youth camps, youth sports, and certain professional sports without in-person spectators can open up on the 31st as well. So, lots of changes. In fact, Moody Gardens is opening up this weekend as well. So Friday, the 22nd, Moody Gardens Hotel opened up. The Moody Garden Golf Course is open. The cafe and the park is also open. Seafood and prime steaks accepting dinner reservations. And starting on Saturday, you'll be able to enjoy all the attractions. They open up on Saturday. Well, I shouldn't say all of them. The Rainforest and Aquarium Pyramids, the MG 3D Theater and 4D Theaters, 20,000 Leagues Interactive Adventure, the Colonel Paddle Wheeler, and the new Dinos Alive exhibit are all open. But Palm Beach Discovery Museum, Ropes Course, and the Zip Line are going to be closed until further notice. And of course, you can get more information on that at moodygardens.com. So with all the bars opening up, the music has returned to the island. At 6 o'clock on Friday, Lux and Dave Thomas will be performing at the 23rd Street Station Piano Bar. Mark Moss is live at Waterman's Restaurant at 7 o'clock. And the Ghost Bus Tours are back, 7 o'clock, pretty much every night at the Galveston Experience Company. And 1:30 and other times, you can also do the historic tours. And been working hard with Hurricane Hal, and we're really close to getting those hurricane tours out as well. And as we mentioned, there's some of those free tours on that Galveston VIP Island Guide. So there's links to all this information on the GalvestonExperience.com page, on the calendar page at GalvestonExperience.com. On Saturday, 9 o'clock, it is the Bucket Brigade Beach Tours at Stewart Beach. It goes on all day, pretty much from 9 a.m. to, I think, 5:15 p.m., and you can learn all about what makes our coast unique with hands-on activities and topics like marine debris, brown water, beach seaweed, and much more. The tours are free for the public. They last about 45 minutes and are held starting at 10, 11, 1, 2, 3:30, and the last one goes off at 4:30 in the afternoon. So spaces are limited to family or quarantine groups of six or less to ensure the safety of the tour, so you have to kind of pre-register. Do that by just going to the calendar page of Galveston Experience. We've got the link for you to register as well. And the Artist Boat has got their kayak tours back on. You can kayak the Coastal Heritage Preserve on Saturdays and Sundays. That's at 9 o'clock. at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Galveston Island Brewing Company, it's Ocean Roots performing. At 7 o'clock at Three Doors Down, Amy and Me, and Fish Naked at the Marina Bar and Grill. It's at 7 o'clock at night. Blake Jackson performing at Waterman's Restaurant, also at 7 o'clock. And C.C. Ryder at Bubba's Sports Bar on Tiki Island. That's at 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock, Chris Bergeron at the 23rd Street Station, a piano bar. Moving to Sunday, the Bucket Beach Brigade tours continue at Stewart Beach. And again, you want to pre-register for that. 9 o'clock Sunday, it's the Artist Boat Kayak, the Coastal Heritage Preserve. Farmer's Market at the Bryan Museum, and that goes from 9 to noon. Fish Naked, again, 3 o'clock at Albatross. That's 815 21st Street in Galveston. 3 o'clock, it's Sing-Along Sundays at the 23rd Street Station Piano Bar. We've got the Ghost Bus Tour at 3 o'clock from the Galveston Experience Company. Historic Tour at 1:30 on Sunday. And wrapping up the weekend with Fish Naked, 7 o'clock at the Marina Bar and Grill. Well, I guess it's not totally the weekend because we have our Memorial Day Monday, and there are a number of things to do on the calendar as well. Some free things you'll find on the Galveston VIP, 5 great Galveston nature attractions, a number of free things to do in Galveston, including the Turtle Around Tour and so much more. So we really encourage you to get out and enjoy the weather this weekend. They were predicting a lot of rain, and I was talking to Hurricane Hal, and we may see some occasional showers move through, but the latest forecast for the weekend shouldn't be all that bad. We're going to see some overcast skies, but some sunshine breaking through like we have on Friday, and you're going to see pretty much the same kind of weather, at least that's what we see now for the weekend. So if you're not on the island, get down here and enjoy it. So much to do, and it's pretty much opened up. We definitely want to remind people to keep your social distancing and just have a good time on Memorial Weekend. There's no better place than the island, and as evidenced by the crowds we've got here on Friday, it looks like a lot of people are poised and ready to enjoy it. And if you're in the 15th Street area, come on down, check out RadioGalveston.com. Come on in. We do take requests. We love it when people come in and do an in-person request, even do a shout-out here at Radio Galveston in our scenic seawall location overlooking the Gulf of Mexico. And it's also the home of our Sugar Skull shop. If you like sugar skulls, Miss Lilia has quite an interesting collection of pretty much everything you can think of. Oh, and we also have the new Straight Outta Quarantine 2020 t-shirts. Like Straight Outta Compton, it's Straight Outta Quarantine, and we've got some of those. Actually, they've been flying off the shelves, so supply is kind of limited. Boogie boards and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully we'll see you here at the Galveston Experience Company at 1522 Seawall Boulevard, home of Radio Galveston. Or maybe we'll see you on the seawall or at one of the great live music performances this weekend. If nothing else, we'll be looking for you right here next time on the Galveston Experience Podcast.